Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for getting in contact with us. We've got this lots going on, and I was very nervous that we weren't going to get the segment.
Yeah, me too. I think I had a bit of an adventure with trying to dial out of this country.
It's fun trying to get in contact with people from other countries, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm seeing that there is a little bit of division in the Snowy Mountains where the Brumbies are living, and there's a bit of division in the community about whether there should be a cull or not.
Yeah, so Brumbies are Australia's wild horses, and they're living a lot in the mountainous areas in Australia, especially in New South Wales near Mount Kosciuszko.
Right.
And environmental experts are saying that there's just too many of them, and they're basically destroying the local ecosystem, as
right.
many introduced species do in Australia. And so their recommendation is that there needs to be a cull or some kind of rehoming. But Brumbies have this cultural significance to the people in the area. And as such, the government has decided that instead they're going to introduce legislation to formally recognise their cultural and heritage significance, which is likely to see culls and rehoming and ways of controlling that population less likely to happen.
Right, of course, because once it becomes an animal with cultural significance, it becomes very sacred, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very interesting because I don't think you've got anyone advocating for the protection of cane toads in Queensland,
no.
where they're sort of doing pretty much the exact same thing, but I guess horses are pretty.
What is the cultural value, apart from that horses are nice to look at?
Well, I mean, living in the South, I guess I've not really experienced it that much, but poems like The Man from Snowy River, and I think throughout the sort of history of that area, the Brumbie has kind of been a big symbol of it, the same way that I guess a lot of other places in Australia would look at our native animals like the kangaroo.
It's interesting because I just assumed that the Brumbie was a native animal. Probably that comes from my very ignorant knowledge of the Brumbie and only really having known it as a sports team in Australia.
They've probably been here for quite a long time as far as Western occupation in Australia has been. But I guess a lot of animals that you might think do belong here
don't.
The dingo, I guess, came from Asia at some point.
Wow. Will be interesting to see how that goes. I suppose there'll probably be a bit more division if there is legislation put in about it. And I'm also seeing that the new South Australian government is continuing plans for battery technology to improve the state's energy reliability.
Yeah, so South Australia's kind of been through the mill a little bit when it comes to energy reliability and the way that our system works. We have, because I live in South Australia, we have a very high emphasis on renewable energy, and that was blamed for a couple of years ago. We had what's called a black start, which is the entire state lost power all at once, which basically never happens. It's like the worst thing that could possibly happen for power
in a
place. And following that, we got a lot of media attention, and Elon Musk came and built a giant lithium battery to try and help,
Elon.
I guess, restart our power if we ever need it. And that's been quite useful. So the previous government that was voted out in March had a lot of plans to introduce batteries to try and make our renewable energy, our solar power, more reliable and put those through homes of people that have solar panels on their roofs.
Right.
And the Liberal government, which is the new right-wing government that's come in after about 15 years of not being in power, said that they were going to scrap the deal. And as of yesterday, they've said that they're actually going to continue with it, which I guess is very good news for fans of renewable energy.
Absolutely. And very good news for that state, if you know, you're getting blackouts like that, you don't want that again. So,
yes, we're thinking that that's probably not going to happen again because we now know what caused it.
Exactly.
But, But yeah, we're kind of a bit of an experimental state because of the high level of renewable energy that we do have.
Absolutely. Oh, well, awesome. That's good news for you guys, and great work, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And also a refugee who sought asylum in Australia has died on Manus Island where he was being processed offshore.
Yeah, so this man, I believe his name is Salim. He was a Rohingyan refugee from Myanmar.
Mm.
And he had been on Manus Island for about 5 years since he tried to come to Australia and was sent offshore.
Right.
And he's basically struggled with seizures and mental illness for a lot of that time.
And the Australian government was aware of this, weren't they?
Yes, yes. 2 years ago, he was sent to Australia seeking medical treatment, mm. and he was not given the help that he needed and sent back. And so I think a couple of days ago, we found out that he'd actually jumped off a bus. And
really
it's looking very much like that was a deliberate act.
Mm. Yeah, that's really horrible, isn't it? And I hope that that spurs the government to do more.
You'd think so, but also yesterday we heard that there's a 63-year-old man in Nauru who is currently dying of lung cancer, and he needs palliative care, and as of yet the Australian government will not bring him to this country to do that.
And there's no, I mean, is there word from the government? Are they saying anything in response to this? Has there been any acknowledgement of this from them?
Not that I've really seen. I guess the government's stance on it is very much that these people are living on Manus Island and Nauru as an example to anybody else outside this country who might want to come and seek asylum here.
Mm.
So basically they're sacrificing these men and these children to try to not have anybody else try and come to our country.
Yeah, so they're making an example of them. Mm.
Yeah, which is a bit horrific.
It is very horrific. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week, Rachel, and we're very happy that you got through to us.
Yes, me too.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.